1870. First part missing. We have God because we suffer the consequences of our own lack of wisdom. Yet in this case, we should not feel that we are excusable to murmur and cherish a spirit of unreconciliation and repining because of things we cannot help. We magnify our trials by conversing upon them. We may aggravate them by suffering ourselves to become irritated because we are made to suffer these things. But there is safety in possessing cheerfulness and encouraging a patient, meek, and lowly spirit, and committing our ways unto the Lord. Let us turn our minds to the goodness and mercy of God and see all the good we can see in our present surroundings, and then the evils will not be as keenly realized. Here in this world is the Christian to suffer. Here is our place of trial, of warfare, of fitting up for the better world than this. Our heaven, if we are truly Christ's followers, is not here. We are preparing for that home where no sadness, affliction, or sorrow can ever come. We should not shrink at trials or inconvenience. Think of Jesus, of the trials, the mockings, the derision, and the agonizing suffering he endured to save the fallen race. Can we ask for greater evidences of his love for us? He, for our sakes, became poor, that we, through his poverty, might be made rich. He was the majesty of heaven, yet he left his glory, his riches, his high command, and consented to a life of humiliation and suffering, and to an ignominious death, that he might exalt the fallen sons and daughters of Adam to his own right hand. Christ is our example, our safe pattern. We are safe only when our lives exemplify the life of Christ. Shall we faint at the few trials we may endure for his dear name's sake? Shall we feel our lot hard? No, indeed, dear sister. Look up to the author of your salvation. Consider him, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Says the Apostle Paul, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 17-18. May the Lord strengthen and bless you, my sister, and lead you into all truth, is my prayer.